farmers need not worry about being replaced by robots anytime soon. That's next on Farm to Fork. The following is a public service announcement from Farm to Fork. As you're listening to this program, a dramatic paring down of 12 regional centers for agricultural safety and health is taking place. These centers rely on funding support from the National Institute for Occupational Safety and Health, and that agency's budget is being cut by more than 98%. Several of those centers have endorsed my 2025 Public Service Farm Safety and Health campaign, what you're listening to right now. I consider this a loss to the farming community. And while no money is changing hands, a loss to this campaign as well. These centers provide a valuable service to American farmers, their families, and their workers. If you want to make a case for retaining these centers and the services they provide, get in touch with your elected officials in Washington. If enough of you do, there may be a chance to save these services and save the lives and livelihoods of America's farmers. Back in the early 2000s, John Kemp found that chemical inputs on his family's fruit and vegetable farm in Northeast Ohio were no longer working. He discovered a fix, however, when he rented some land from a neighbor. The crops grown there without chemicals stayed healthy and produced well. The discovery spurred Kemp to start a company called Advancing Eco Agriculture to help other farmers use regenerative ag techniques. Kemp says it's a blend of generations-old farming techniques and new technologies.
There's a need to have humans in the landscape that have a caring, loving relationship with that landscape and want to improve it. And so technology should not be designed to replace people. It should be designed to make people better and to do the things that people do less well. Because the reality is there are things that people do in the landscape that technology will never be able to do. And technology can actually help to amplify those strengths by helping people become more observant and ask better questions.
Kemp was part of a panel at a recent Heritage Foundation web event. You'll find a link to a recording on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Darrell Anderson.